Shabazz, your host of this episode in Wicca. This segment is called The Sacred Circle. In this segment, we will find out about the importance of circles in Wiccan belief systems. As in ancient times, the circle represents many concepts, including wholeness, balance, and cycles of nature, continuity, partnership, and interconnection. The circle is used by individuals in personal rituals as well as large and small groups for group rituals and festivals. The circle forms facilitates shared experiences and encourage participation. Let's jump into the next segment. Crafting your circle. You don't have to use your altarpiece to cast your circle. You may be out in the woods when you need to cast, and maybe away from your altar. It might be also that you just utilize your altar to store your magical tools between crafting, and will not need to involve it in your Wicca work. However, you may find that you feel more grounded in your practice if you start by concentrating, connecting, and with the energies of your altar before casting your circle. Alright, now we're going into the casting of the circle. I'm not going to use that one. I'm going to use this one here that I used to use. If I start using it again, this is the one I'm using. Alright, this is called the simple circle casting. Circles are cast to keep out negative energies and protect against harmful energies, and to form a sacred space to work your spells and rituals. Excuse me. Below, I'm giving my audience, students, an example. I'm a solitaire practitioner, and this means that I'm not associated with a coven, circle, or church. That is, as a solitaire practitioner, I'm pretty much able to pick my practice from other traditions and make my own spells and rituals. And I still must keep the Wiccan reed and the threefold law of return. Simple circle casting. This is what you will need. You will only need yourself and your energy. Additional elements can be added per worker's preferences. Preparation. Cleanse and prepare the space needed. Cleanse and prepare the body as needed. Get your intent standing or sitting in the center of your circle. Take several deep breaths into the ground. Breath in the ground and the center. Ground and center, I mean. Excuse me. To the universe. Let me say that over again. Get your intent standing or sitting in the center of your circle. Take several deep breaths in the ground and center. When ready, announce your intent to the universe. I cast a circle of power. power and protection to aid me in my work. Cast the circle. Walk the circle around three times. One on this night and the night will do just fine. Walk the circle around three times. Two, ancient wisdom born anew. Walk the circle around three times. For time two. God of your mom now. Circle is cast and tightly bound. Naught shall harm this sacred ground. Only good is welcome here. Only good shall lead the sphere. Note, while walking, pointing your wand or two forefingers to the ground, walk clockwise. Casting the circle, calling the quarters. Pointed east, say, blessed be the element of earth, stable, secure, and fertile. Spirit of eastern life, hail and welcome. Pointing south, pointing south, blessed be the element of fire, passionate and transforming. Spirit of warm, southern, gem, nine, hail, and welcome. Pointing west. Blessed be the element of water, mutable, sensual, and feeling. Spirit of endless blue depth of the west, hail, and welcome. Pointing north. Blessed be the element of air, thoughtful, free, and ever-changing. Spirit of cold north, wind, hail, and welcome. Here we have it. We cast it in, and then there's a closing also at the end after you're done with your work. And right now we're going to get into the invitation of deities. Gods. Gentle goddess, great mother, I do invite and call on you to witness this rite and ground and guard the circle. Hail and welcome. Wise God, great father, I do invite you and witness this rite and to guard the circle. Hail and welcome. Introduce working time and start your working, your spell work, or your ritual, or whatever you're going to do, or if you're just doing the circle, casting the circle just to get some peace and a blessing and protection, or ever what, if you just meditate, sometimes it's good to cast the circle still, especially. True meditation, similar to transcendental meditation, way, it's a whole new thing. We'll get into that way later on in these studies. Alright, this is grounded. Once your spell, a ritual is complete, sit or stand again in the center of your circle. Take deep breaths and visualize any excess energy that's built up in you, draining out into the ground, earth, as you exhale. You can place your arm on the ground if need be to aid in this process. That's grounded after you did your spell work. Right after you did your spell work or ritual or ever what you use in your circle. Alright, now closing of the circle. Farewell to the deity. Gentle goddess, great mother, I thank you for attending this rite. As you depart your sacred realm, type big L. Farewell. You. Wise God, great Father, thank you for attending this right. As you depart, you are sacred, and you leave in this sacred realm. I bid you hail and farewell. Farewell. Have a little cup. Spirit of the North, this is a farewell to the quarters. You know, you're closing the circle. Now you got to say farewell to your deities and your quarters, their angels, the four angels. And Spirit of the North, element of air, I thank you for attending this rite. Go if you must, stay if you will. Blessed be, pointing west. Spirit of the west, element of water, I thank you for attending this rite. Go if you must, stay if you will. Blessed be. Pointing south. Spirit of the south, element of fire, I thank you for attending this prayer. Go if you must, stay if you will. Blessed be. Pointing east. Spirit of the east, element of earth, I thank you for attending this rite. Go if you must, stay if you will. Blessed be. Right. Circle. Retract your circle now. Retract it, walking or Wildershine. Wildershine is counterclockwise. Walk it counterclockwise 3 times around the circle. And then while you're doing that, say, may the circle be open but unbroken. May the love of the goddess be ever in this, in my heart. Marry me. Mary part and mercy me and Mary again me. Repeat twice. Substitute joy and peace in the place of love. So it would go like something like this. It would go, may the love of the goddess be ever in your in my heart. Then the next time it will be, may the love and peace be ever in my heart. Then the last time will be joy, peace, and happiness be always in my heart. All right, that was, this is the closing of this episode. Until next time. The next episode would be about the deities, the deities who we welcome to our circle. So until next time, later, and blessed be.